The readings this weekend are sort of a, well, two things. A preparation for in 2 weeks when we have the Feast of Pentecost, where the Holy Spirit comes down on the apostles. But it's also, in a way, a tribute to our patron, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit's the key actor in all three readings. And it's been a privilege for me, like in the last year, just being here. I've met a number of people, especially new parishioners, and they say, I never prayed to the Holy Spirit ever until I came here. And you guys kind of do it all the time, right? Our patron is the third person of the Holy Trinity, right? And there's something so unique about the Holy Spirit, right? That the Lord has this promise to us, I will not leave you orphans, right? Because he's going to the Father. Next week is Ascension. You're like, Jesus, why are you leaving? Why wouldn't you stay? And his response is, if I do not go, it's actually better for you that I go, because if I don't, then the Spirit won't come. Right? So how important is the Holy Spirit? I will not leave you orphans, right? There's this beautiful word that the Lord uses today, advocate, right? What is an advocate? An advocate is, right, when you're on trial, you get an advocate, somebody to help, somebody to tell you what to do, to guide you, to keep you from going to jail, right? Sometimes it's said like comforter or counselor, right? And in an age, in a day, right, when there's this was actually just a few weeks ago, I think it was the Surgeon General was interviewed, and he said, yeah, the pandemic's over. We have a pandemic of loneliness. That's the U.S. Surgeon General, a pandemic of loneliness, right? But not for us, because we have a advocate. We have a comforter, a counselor. So what does the Spirit do? The Spirit gives us, as St. Peter says, a reason for our hope, right? We can't be like the rest of the culture now without hope. We have hope because Jesus himself, it's beautiful. He sort of reserves this prayer to himself. He doesn't say, ask for the Holy Spirit. He says, I'm going to ask the Father that the Spirit would come. Right? Sort of ups the ante. I'm going to pray that the Holy Spirit will come. Right? And so because we have this Spirit, which dwells in us through baptism, we have a reason for hope. And we have to be ready to tell people about that, because they need a reason for hope too. And so what is that experience like for you, to have the Holy Spirit? If we can't articulate that experience, it's really hard to tell people the reason for our hope. And so that's the first thing. The second thing is this advocate, he's not a defense lawyer. He's not just trying to minimize our sentence from 10 years to 5 years, right? He's trying to get us actually to put our foes to shame. That's the other part of Peter's letter. Give a reason for your hope so that the Lord can put your foes to shame. I feel like so often as Christians, we sort of play defense. We try to avoid sin. And that's sort of like the best we can do. Obviously, avoiding sin is good. But right, if we have the third person of the Holy Trinity with us, we should be going on offense, right? The gospel today is about love. It's about charity. And that's what the Christian life is about, right? If you think of, the image that came to me was a knight, right? A knight has a shield, which is for protection, say, like defense. And Paul talks about that, right? The breastplate of the Lord. But then he also has a sword for offense. And I feel like very often we're just trying to hold up a shield, when in fact we should be using the weapons that we've been given. That's the Holy Spirit. And so what is that experience like of the Spirit in your life? Share that with others and use that weapon to put our foes to shame, because that's what the Spirit wants to do in each of you.